Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business podcast. We'll talk about how to start, grow, and enjoy your coaching business. Plus, we'll dig into the failures and lessons we've learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Hey, welcome back. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the difference between when things aren't working. So we're just going to start with, in your business, things are always not going to be working. Something isn't going to be working. And that doesn't mean that you're not good at what you do. And that doesn't mean that you'll never figure it out. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't mean anything. It's supposed to be that way. Hear me. It's supposed to be that way. So I want you to think about something in your business right now that isn't working. Thinking about mine, what isn't working? Got it. Now I want you to think, that's not, like, everything isn't supposed to always be working. I don't know. I feel like this relief around that. I hope you do too. Oh, we're done. No, I'm just kidding. So when we know that things aren't always supposed to be working in your business, there is, right? So it's like, we can have this thought, it's not working. And that can be true, right? Like, we can have a thought. Now, we remember the measurement of a thought is, does it move me towards where I want to go or not? So sometimes in coaching, when we approach a thought like it's not working, the approach needs to be, does this thought actually serve you in getting closer to where you want to go? Because often, if you're thinking that thought from this defeated place, I mean, right, just think about how your body feels. There's this, like, heaviness. There's this pull downwards. If you kind of watch your behavior, what you notice is when you're thinking it's not working and you feel defeated, you aren't out there figuring out what else you could try. You're probably avoiding the project or the thing that doesn't feel like it's working. Maybe it's your whole business, but maybe it's just a specific project. You're avoiding it. You're keeping busy with other things, right? Sometimes all we notice is we're like, I'm really doing a lot of these other little things. And then when you get curious, you're like, oh, wait a minute. And there's this project thing I'm working on and I'm completely avoiding it. And so when you're feeling defeated, right, thinking that thought, it's not working from the defeated flavor does not get you closer to where you want to go, right? So that thought then becomes completely unhelpful. We don't even want to think that thought. But notice how if we think the thought, it's not working from an annoyed flavor, right? An annoyed feeling. But I like the idea of flavor because they look the same from the outside. The thought is it's not working, but the flavor is different. I don't know if you guys have ever made ice cream. My husband makes ice cream with the kids. My mom gave us this ice cream maker. It's super fun. It's a great way to use up heavy cream. And we have some mint extract, and mint extract has no color. It's a very interesting thing. You don't think about this, at least I hadn't thought about this, is that when you buy mint ice cream, the mint ice cream has food dye in it. And so your brain, when it looks at that mint ice cream, it looks white. So your brain says vanilla. And boy, oh boy, is that a shock when mint hits your taste buds. That's what I'm talking about, right? It can look the same on the outside. It's not working. But when it hits your taste buds, right, defeated tastes different than annoyed. When you think it's not working in your business and you're annoyed, the beauty of that emotion is that annoyed points at something. It's specific. There is still this level of, like, I know what I'm doing and this thing didn't meet my expectations. I know what my expectations were and this didn't meet it and I'm going to figure this out, but, like, I wish it would have worked the first time and, like, right? And so the flavor of it, right? The thought of it in that case then becomes powerful and useful towards moving you towards the results you want. It's not working now prompts these extra questions, like, where specifically isn't this working? So let me give you an example of a webinar. Once upon a time, I was coaching a client, and what she said was, is that she had done a webinar and it didn't work. She'd done multiple webinars. She had done webinars weekly for some period of time and they didn't work. And so I was like, tell me more. What? Tell me more. What didn't specifically work, right? So I want you to think about this. When you're defeated, not when you're defeated, when you're thinking it's not working and you're annoyed, we start to ask questions. Or when you're being coached, that too. But like even being annoyed about it causes you then to take it to coaching. And so we dug into it. We like, okay, we pulled it apart. Because the way that I like to think about as many things as I can is I want to see the flow of it. And so when I think about a webinar, it's easy to, I can see how this client, she just put this big broad vagueness over, it didn't work. Whereas what I helped her do was break it apart. Like, let's see segment by segment where it didn't work. And so she just told me about it as though it were just all one thing. But in my own mind, I was breaking it down into segments. So what she said was she promoted it to her audience of 1,000 people. 5 people registered. 1 person came live. 1 person booked a call. Now, in her mind, she labeled that as like, oh, it was okay, but it didn't, right? It didn't work. And what's interesting is when we look at this from the perspective of, did it work? Okay, I could see how, like in a very broad way, it doesn't seem like it worked. Although you can be excited about, oh my gosh, 1 person came live and 1 person booked a call. Like those are amazing statistics, but the brain can still be like annoyed about that. That's what's so funny. It doesn't actually matter how much money you make in business. It doesn't matter how many people like hire you. It doesn't matter how many consults you booked. Your brain will still find something to be like, yeah, but even it's like, oh, well, sure, I mean, I signed that new client, but they were renewing. You just like disregard like, oh, so what you're saying is that person worked with you and they thought to themselves, I want to keep working with this person. This is amazing. And your brain's like, yeah, but that's not as good. It's like, right, when we watch our brains, we can be very humored by how easily it dismisses amazingness. So, but when we think about what's the, like when we think about the desire of a webinar, it's getting clear with what did I want. And here's what's interesting is that she wanted clients. But what I would, I mean, that's fine. But what I think she really wanted, if we like, okay, but what do you really want with the webinar? Yes, you wanted to produce clients. But you know what else you want? And this is easier to want first. It's like before you want your webinar to create clients, you know what you want your webinar to do? You want it to be a process that works over and over and over again. You want it to be a process that's repeatable to create clients. And I know that's like, well, yeah, but when you say that out loud, it tells your brain how to achieve the creating of clients with it. Because if she had been thinking that first, ooh, I want this webinar to be a process I follow over and over again to create clients, then it would have been easier for her to look at this and say, okay, first of all, amazingness that 1 person showed up and 1 person booked a call. I did amazing at the part where I like talk about how I can help them next. Maybe even we think about the content, like the content of that webinar was obviously well done. And sometimes you guys disregard this and you're like, well, the person who came, I'd already like messaged with them a couple of times. Doesn't matter, people. Stop disregarding goodness, because that's sometimes what the person needed. They needed that extra thing to be the gateway where you were like, hey, do you want to come to this thing? And they were like, yes, actually I do. Thank you for having this. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for reminding me that I want to do this work. Thank you for doing like invite and like telling me how you can help me next so that I could think about that and desire it and say yes, right? And so when we think about where this didn't actually work, you see where we're going with this? It's like you start to get more specific. Like, okay, if you had an audience of 1,000 people and only 5 registered, that's our very first problem to solve for, right? There, that's where we want to look at. That specifically wasn't working. Something in there. And you might say, okay, well, I don't know what's not working. You do know. Like, let's think about this. And it's that your title. It's not necessarily the topic, but sometimes it is the title. Is the way you worded your topic compelling, desirable, intriguing? Like if you read it, would you be like, ooh, yes, I want that? Even if you're not your ideal client anymore. Or would you be like, meh? Because there's a lot of leeway, right? When we build an audience and we build connection with them, sometimes we can have very questionable titles. Like, and I don't mean questionable, but like boring, vague. I don't think it's good. But I think it's easier to get away with. Because those people are like, no, everything she makes is amazing. I'm going to be there. But when you don't have that yet, or when you're just still building it, like you always want the skill. So it's like, you want the skill. Don't get lazy with it. Don't get distracted knowing it could be bad. But there's kind of that grace. Like sometimes it's not as good as other times, but every time the objective is to have a title that's intriguing and curiosity invoking and like, woo, right? Like you feel it in your body. You're like, I want that. Like, was my title that? How did I talk about this free training? How many times did I talk about it? Did I communicate to them like what the experience was going to be like? Did I communicate what they get from it? How am I going to help them on this free training? Is it something I actually believe? Because sometimes you guys can think, well, this free training is just like bait and hook. They're not really getting anything from it. It's not really that good. Then you need to work on your free training, right? Because you can have a free training that's amazing and that still makes it a very easy next step for people to like, yeah, I want more. I want to work with you some more. So that becomes when you're like, it's not working, but you're annoyed. It's like you getting very specific. And so with this client, we just honed in. Where isn't it working? And in that moment, that it's not working is useful. It's useful to pinpoint in your business, oh, it's not working right here. And that thought then helps you move closer into what you want. Oh, you know what I want, or what I think I can even expect. Like, but I want a lot of people to register because I want this to be a process that I can repeat over and over and over again. Therefore, I'm going to problem solve each segment of it. And it's like, it's okay that it's not working because that's normal. It's normal for there to be a piece that isn't working. Because eventually what's going to happen is you're going to have an audience built and you're going to have the skill to like convert them and bring them in close and to make offers. And that is going to be when you then create clients. And so when I think about the power of coaching, it's usually just that there was something in there that made this bump. Like, I actually really like the visual of a floor that has gaps in it. And so what happens is you have a lot of flooring laid. You have the webinar, you have the skill building the audience, you already have the audience built, but you like know how to build more. And over time, our mind doesn't stay the same. Things happen. And so if you suddenly had this like crisis of like, I don't know if I'm doing this well, right? Maybe there's something about your personal identity that kind of got shook. We think about that as an immediate hole that fell out of that floor. And so now suddenly, as the water flows over the floor and you like are filling in all the pieces, there's this part where the water is just flowing out. And it is okay. You can still create results you want with a few holes, right? You can have a few holes here and there. One of them might be where you're like, ugh, I really want to clean up this part, but it's like, it's not quite there yet. I really need to focus on this other thing. Or maybe you're just like, your brain is so full of ideas. You can have a few holes, but when I think about the power of coaching, it's that you want to fill in as many of those holes as possible. And I mean, the reality is those holes are just always happening. And it's that looking at what stops me from looking at the process of my business, seeing what isn't working very specifically, apart from my brain that tries to like take you down the defeated path where you don't get specific and you don't have ideas, instead of your brain taking you to the place that's just constantly creating the next idea and like, oh, okay, and like totally fine when things don't work. Okay, so that's today's episode. Coaching is amazing. If you'd like to explore that, come over to my website, check out how we can work together. But today's episode, right? It's like this idea of it's not working. Don't forget that that is normal. And that what you are paying attention to is what's the flavor of me believing it's not working? Is the flavor causing me to avoid the stuff, to do lots of other things even? Or is my thinking that it's not working specific and focused? And right, like, is there some drive to like, ooh, I'm going to figure that out. Like, I am annoyed that that didn't work, right? They're so completely different energies. And notice that they don't have, like, annoyed isn't some like pretty emotion. It's not like, oh, I'm determined, I'm committed. No, you're like annoyed. And that's okay. We do not have to be picture perfect humans. We get to be human as we build businesses. And that's going to involve feeling annoyed and sometimes defeated. And they're all part of you figuring this out. Okay, that's it for today. Talk to you later. Hey, who's your business coach? If you don't have one, I'd be honored to help you grow your coaching business. If your one-on-one coaching offer needs a revamp or built for the first time, I've created a 7-part mini course to help you. You'll nail down who you help, with what, do market research to make sure people actually want to buy it, decide the length of your offer, your price, and even your process to deliver on your offer. Best of all, this mini course is free. Your offer is not what makes you money in your coaching business. It's your beautiful and creative mind. Your offer, though, focuses your attention and builds your confidence selling something you know you can deliver on. Sign up for this free training at ElizabethSalazarCoaching.com. I'll see you over there.